This summer, my family will go to Montana for 2 weeks. It'll be peak season, so my father made reservations last year. We'll go the first 2 weeks in August. My father likes to travel light, and he likes roughing it. Backpacking, hiking, camping, whitewater rafting, things like that. My mother is the opposite. She packs for everything. It's fun to watch them argue when packing. Mom always wins. My father is into sightseeing and has every day planned. And he likes to get souvenirs from every place we go to. Mom's idea of a good vacation is to sit by the pool and read. She's always worried about getting ripped off at a tourist trap, so she always haggles with the merchants. She wins. We have tentative plans to camp out, but that depends on the weather. I also want to prepare for next semester. I was totally unprepared for my classes last semester. First, I won't skip any classes. I found that most professors make a lot of their tests from their lectures. So I'm going to attend every class and record every lecture with my iPhone. Then I'll listen and transcribe each lecture. Then I can print it out and highlight the main points and specific examples. I'm also going to get the textbooks and read the introduction and conclusion to each unit. That'll give me the what the unit's about. And later, if I need details, I can look inside the unit. Second, I realize I just don't have the brain power to work part-time and study. I can make good grades or work, but I can't do both. I think I can convince my father that long-term, better grades and a better job are more important than the little money I can make by working part-time. My father's always telling me to prioritize, and I'll give priority to my grades. I can have the rest of my life to work, but only 4 years to learn something that will boost my life into a higher orbit. Well, I'm convinced. I just have to convince my dad. And if that doesn't work, I'll give my mom my last puppy dog look, and she'll convince my dad. I just wish my puppy dog look worked with my professors. Maybe professors are cat people.